So to Perktal Mishnehei, Amahi Ameres Amen Amen. What is she referring to when she says Amen twice? Amen Allah Allah, Amen Allah Shvua. So she's accepting upon herself on the curse what's going to happen to her, and she's also accepting upon herself the Shvua. The Rishonim learned that if a person says an Amen after a Shvua, it's as if they said the Shvua themselves from their own mouth. What we're also going to see over here is that, in addition, the husband is being megalgil a shvua on her. Like we had this in the past, that sometimes when somebody's making a shvua, they include another thing as well, that they would not have made a shvua just by itself, but now that you're making a shvua on this, they can include and be megalgil something else. So Mishnah continues, Amen mei ish zeh. She's accepting that it's from this man, meaning the man that was accused with her. Amen me ish acher. But also there's a gilgul shvua that it was anybody else. In other words, she's accepting that the water would kill her, that not only if it was this man that she was accused of being with, but she's also at the same time accepting that the water will be bodik her, even if it was another man, while she was married. Amen shelo satisi arusa. She's accepting herself that she didn't do anything wrong while she was in arusa, even though you can't make her into a sota while the status is of erusin, because sota only applies while she's fully married to him. Nevertheless, by gilgul shvua, he can sort of go back in the past, because during that time, while she was in Rusa, she was also to live with anybody else. So she's also accepting upon herself that she didn't do anything wrong while she was in Rusa, unisua, and obviously while she's married, vishomeres yavam, uknusa. And also shomeres yavam, let's say a man died without children, and then she was a shomeres yavam, she was standing to do yibum with somebody else, and then the person was machnis her. He took her in as her husband. So that's what the knusa is. But she's also accepting the shomeres yavam, the time that she was just shomeres yavam to him, that the water should be boidik her for that time, because that would have made her usser to him. But the Rav says this is only Rabbi Akiva's shita, because Rabbi Akiva holds that a shomeres yavam is an erva. But we don't hold that way. Therefore, she would not include shomeres yavam. Amen shalom nitmesi, vim nitmesi yavovi. So now, what the Mishnah is doing is it's going back to the first sentence when she said, Amen Allah Allah, Amen Allah Shvua. She accepted upon herself the punishment and she accepted upon herself the Shvua. Now the Mishnah is explaining what that is, which is, well, it goes in the opposite order. It talks about the Shvua. She did not defile herself. She didn't do anything with him. And then the other thing was the Allah, that's this part, Vim Nitmesi Avobi, that she will be punished. She's accepting upon herself. And the reason the Mishnah now brings it up now is now because Rabbi Meir wanted to bring it right before Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir, Amen Shalom Nitmesi, Amen Shalom Etame. Meir holds that her Amen is accepting upon herself that the water will be Baidik her if she was Mizana beforehand while he was married to her. Amen Shalom Etame. And not only that, but she's accepting upon herself that the water will be baidik her, even if in the future she does something wrong while she's married to him. Now, that doesn't mean that the water now knows that in 2 months from now she's going to be mizana, so the water's going to kill her now, like Taisa Santip brings, the Braisa. Rather, it just means that if it ever happens later, the water's going to go and start to choke her and kill her at that time. And the Achron will go into how this works, that she can be nishpa to be mekayma mitzvah in the future. That's not called a shvua. But either way, the Rav says the halacha is not like Rabbi Meir on this.